Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your spiritual and personal journey. And today I've got a treat for you. We are talking to Crypto Willie. Welcome. So excited to have you here. And we found each other on YouTube that transferred over to X. And what a fabulous idea for what we're going to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the intersection of blockchain, crypto investing, and the spiritually minded person. And I've noticed this too. So we're going to be talking about a bunch of the aspects related to this. So before we dive into it, how can they find you, Will?
Well, hi, Catherine. I'm very glad to be in your show. I've been a fan of it. I've been following you and I've been enjoying your content. So as you said, my name is Will, and you can find me online with this little tag here, crypto.willy. It's crypto with an I, because I normally talk to Spanish people. There was a lack of knowledge given to them. So I speak Spanish normally. So if you want to learn Spanish, get into crypto and spirituality and self-development, that's the place to be. Crypto.willy or cryptowilly.com.
Awesome. Perfect. And so check that out. And if you already speak Spanish, or if you just want to learn, get on over there and learn. Love it. I absolutely love it, because I love languages too. So I know a lot of people do. So very cool. So let's start with, we have so much to cover. I want to jump right in. How did you get from where you began to where you are now? How do you go from academia, numbers, careers to crypto and spirituality?
Sorry, Catherine, could you repeat the question? I had a little bit of a glitch.
Oh yeah, no worry. So how did you get from where you were into your spiritual journey and your crypto journey?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try to summarize it very fast. I think my first encounter with spirituality, or at least something that's beyond myself, was when I was a kid and I had to write a poem. It was through poetry. I just entered that space of connection and allowing myself out of myself. And words flowed into me from somewhere that was beyond me. So in that way, that was always me. Until 16, I had an experience, a little bit of an ego death because of something that happened to me. And the power of now came to my life from Eckhart Tolle. And from there, I started asking myself a lot of things, driven through poetry and music and art. So I was a dancer for a while. And for me, it has always been linked to the arts, the moment of creating. Since there, I went to also spiritual music and sound and frequencies. I got myself to study engineering. I call myself the frequency engineering, because it was electrical engineering or telecommunication engineering, and then went to AI. So I always had this dual mind between mathematics or engineering and art and something that's beyond the ones to express. So that was a little bit my short story and my chapter into spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, that is such, and so unique as well, to have that sense of channeling even as a child. Mm-hmm. And it's very funny. I was very similar. I was very artistic. Mm-hmm. When I was young, I ended up being a mathematician. Mm. For a while, doing technology prototyping, and then had a major spiritual awakening, and went through that. Came to the call to serve other people's spiritual journeys. Took vows in 2019 as guru, and then crypto kind of came in. Was coming in at the same time, but didn't get really serious about that till just a few years ago. When I realized its potential for really setting people free. Mm. So now it's so funny. And I notice a lot of that, a lot of technical people have an artistic side, and everybody's got a spiritual side, even if they don't necessarily talk about it, it's there. So this relationship between technology and spirituality, and crypto and spirituality. What is that from your perspective? What do you see?
So what I see is that technology, at least for me, always allowed me to have a safe space. Like, I was a kid, I had my computer, I could connect to the internet, I could connect to everyone in the world at the same time, I could get all the tools, the learnings. So for me, it was like a kind of an altar and safe space. So it always had that flavor of allowing myself to become, to regulate myself and to connect in a way. And that was my myself personal. So I always related technology as a way for humans to reflect ourselves in nature in a way and be able to harness nature's power, nature being nature, basically nature's power to go beyond ourselves, whether that's fire, you know. Of course you can actually burn things, but you can also keep families alive with fire, right? And the same with all technologies. So I really believe that technology is a mirror for nature. Then digital technology, and that's a funny one, because for me that was very important, because I believe that in a way with digital technology, we're also trying to imitate nature in a way, or to create like a more subtler dimension. Of course, we can do it. There's some threats because we can get stuck in there. There's actually not reality itself. But I really believe that with digital reality, we're trying to imitate the subtler things of nature, whether those are frequencies, whether those are signals. And then we're creating this kind of spiritual synthetic realm in which we're actually trying to ultimately prove ourselves gods. Okay, and I'm using very deep words here, but
go
I believe
ahead.
That
you can't get too deep here.
Okay, I have my space. So I believe that there is the potential, even though I heard this phrase from someone saying that the Turing test, which is the test that wants to prove if a machine is a machine or human, is actually a test to prove if we are gods or not. Because if we can like develop this in intelligence or in a way, we will have done ourselves in our image, right?
Right. Right. Oh, and your video is lagging just a little bit there. So it's an excellent point, right? We try to create artificial intelligence because we were trying to create a replica of our own brain and how it works. And we create these realities because we're trying to create, right? As the creator, as source. And that's a very cool place to be coming from. Oh, and I think we might have lost your video. We'll give that a second and see if it comes back. And meanwhile, this relationship between money and spirituality, right? And crypto and spirituality, crypto being just sort of our technological form of money. And it's so funny, the way that money, we handle it in our spiritual journey. It's a part of your spiritual journey. You have to handle the concept of money and your relationship with money as a tool, right? As yet another thing that can elevate us, or we can use it for evil, for good or for evil. I see you can see me and hear me. Okay, awesome. I'll keep going a little bit on kind of that concept. People get a little weird when it comes to talking about their money. When I do private sessions with people for their spiritual growth and personal development, their money is the last thing they want to talk about. The absolute last thing. They'll talk about anything other than that. And so it's always a lot to kind of get people to talk about their relationship with money. But if you can address that and see money as energy and see money as just energy flowing for attention and abundance and value that you create and that you're welcoming in, or that you're being a steward of that money. That helps a lot. So let's see if we can get your video back and talk about conscious investing, which is a fabulous concept. No, I can't hear you, and the video's frozen. So we'll bring him back in and give it a go. And we'll look forward to talking about the concept of conscious investing. It's an interesting concept, right? Because once you've reformed your relationship with money, then you can think about your relationship in terms of investing. Let's see. Are we back, Will?
I can hear you. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you back. Yay!
Different camera, different space. I
teleport. There you go. I love it. Thank you. So this idea of conscious investing. So I was talking about the need to sort of understand and evolve your relationship with money, mm-hmm. how crypto is just sort of that technological version of money. Mm-hmm. Seeing money as energy, seeing money as attention, seeing money as, you know, or you can see it as being a steward of money. That's another beautiful way to think of it. If you're the steward of it, to use it for good purposes. So conscious investing, what is that? What is that for you?
Well, first of all, I really love what you said about money being sometimes a difficult matter. And I think that points out to our own values and what matters to us and what we are still attached to in the physical world. I believe that conscious investing through crypto, before saying, okay, this is, take this coin or Ethereum or Polkadot or Bitcoin, before like even choosing what coin or what you invest in, I believe that in the core, as you said, of owning crypto, there is this sense of responsibility, because now you're really owning something, even if it's digital, you're owning it, meaning that you're responsible for in your private key. Okay, you have the private key, so you can actually own something in a way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't own it because you cannot grasp it, right? You cannot hold it. And although there is still this sense of grasping and greed, and I want to have, because we're still transitioning, I believe that the whole concept of stewarding or being responsible for really changes our concept of investing itself, of value itself. So I think that in itself has like a little bit of higher, or the potential to have higher values or more detached values if we allow it to be. So I think that's one of the things that crypto allows. I don't know what you think about it.
That's a really cool concept, because you're so right, and I never thought about that. It's true in the crypto world, not your keys, mm-hmm. not your coins,
exactly.
Right? You are better off being the steward of those coins, just you. Mm-hmm. It's so much more responsibility, but it's so much more freedom. Mm-hmm. There's a freedom that comes with crypto and the concept of crypto that I don't think humanity has. We've just begun to explore it. Mm-hmm. We've just begun to explore how much freedom this could bring. But I think that's what draws me to it as a spiritual person. When I saw that, I was like, ooh,
exactly.
Freedom. And this concept of free will and the freedom to do and to try and to play and the responsibility that balances with that freedom. You're right. So why do you think people actually get into crypto in any capacity? Why do you think they choose to get into it?
So I also believe, I believe in free will in a way, but I believe also that our intuition guides us, and there's nothing, I don't think it's totally wrong to get into crypto, at least at the beginning, with the wish to enhance, let's say, your financial situation. Okay, let's be blunt. Okay, there's many people who come into crypto for the wishes or the having heard that someone become rich, or the, maybe this is right. even an opportunity, right? There's all these words out there, wealth, generational wealth, or actually making money. And I think that that's the first marketing in crypto or Bitcoin, let's say. But then I think it has the opportunity for you to go a bit deeper, for you to actually think about finances, for you to actually get into your own finances and reflect of your own desires. Why do you need that money, right? And what I want to say with this is that one of the things I was more enchanted with the world of crypto is this alchemy that can have, because when I heard about mining, for example, with Bitcoin, that was the first thing I actually started hearing. And at that point, Ethereum was also a proof of work, which means that had the same mining or like the same harvesting mechanism, was that everybody in the space started going there because of their own good in a way. So yes, we're still a little bit in this paradigm of, oh, I want my own good, right? For me and my family, and I want to thrive myself, which for some people has some, you know, some rejection. I understand it, because why would I want the good for me? I would like the good for everyone, right? But then right. if you realize what mining is, you realize that for these blockchains or staking in other kind of blockchains right now that are more like more common, is okay, let's create a system of money protected by all of us, in which by us looking for our own benefit, we're actually protecting the network itself. So it's not yeah. one or, it's I can protect or go for my own interest, and at the same time I'm protecting the interest of the community. So yeah. I think that's one of the keys, you know, this alchemizing greed into higher good, that is very promising. So going back to the first question, I believe that many people go into crypto for the sense of growing their wealth, or at least entering a conscious or a financial or an investing path, which, for example, here where I am from in Spain, it's not that common. People like money is a taboo thing. Not many people know about their money. If you think and know about your money, you're just a selfish person. So I believe that there's this beginning, and then you can actually, oh, I'm actually looking for myself, but I'm in a system that potentially by design is actually helping the community. And I think that's what changes a lot, and that's the potential for people to get into crypto. What do you think about it, Catherine?
I think you're right. I see people lately who choose to get into it. They're either, there's a greed factor. Some people just get in it because, oh, I'm going to make a ton of money and I'm going to be rich. That almost never works out when you approach your money that way. That almost never, sometimes, but almost never. Other people, 100%. They're curious. They're like, I know this is the future and I want to understand it. And so they get into it to try to understand it. And then once they get into it a little bit, they're like, whoa, there's a lot here. Right. And what you said makes me realize it's also a way for people to really understand their own relationship with money and the concept of money, just the idea. And what is that as you play with these other alternate currencies? And it's I think more and more people will be getting into it for the freedom that it offers through the different utilities that exist on these different blockchains. So what about financial speculation? So if you're, let's say you're just in it for trading, you're just in it as a speculator, you're just trading, you're just trying to make money that way. What's in that for, as you put it, the conscious walker, the person walking the spiritual path? What do you think?
Okay, that's a hard one, because I think it's an ongoing research of oneself and our desires and our detachment. Again, I think it's very linked to what we just said. At the end of the day, yes, markets are a mirror, I think, and they can bring you what you're looking for. Meaning if that you're actually looking for what's behind what you want, right? What's behind your desire? What's behind your speculation? And I think that markets will put into light what it is for you really. And maybe it's not what you actually think it is. Meaning right. that if you're in the market consciously or unconsciously looking for money to protect yourself, money to validate yourself, money to find your own self-worth in the money, not in what you want to do in the money, with the money, markets probably give you what you're looking for, give you that dopamine, give you that sense of worry or excitement or safety or fake safety or the other way, you know, it can get you anxious. And very easily you can get into this game of hormones or attachment, detachment that maybe serves you for your path, right? But I think there's also like a deeper way to approach it. Definitely, it's a market that's very volatile. Like, you can see your own money growing a lot and all your own money going very, very down very fast. And like, I talk from experience. I'm sure you've experienced something similar. And I believe that in terms of seeing speculation as a mirror, it's an accelerated trip. It's really an accelerated trip that can serve you if you're ready for decoding what you want from the market, right? And I mean, who am I to judge for people to speculate? I would really like to hear you and your opinion, but I believe that it's a playground where if you actually are connected to your purpose, in a way, what do you want to do with this money you're speculating? And you're already a little bit of that, meaning, okay, I want money for maybe, I don't know, living more free because my job is really like, my job is really stressing me out. Okay, so yes, you can use crypto, you can speculate to go towards that path. But if you're not a little bit of that already now, meaning, okay, how can I bring myself closer to that freedom? How can I taste it? How can I maybe, I don't know, one day a week go experiment that freedom or every day put myself a little bit in that sense there? And in a way, it could be also manifesting that reality for me in the here and now. So I am already that. Then actually, I believe that this relationship with the market and the speculation is different because you're not desiring, you're not in lack of, you're actually already that. And the market will bring you what you want way easier if you're there. So that's another way I also link some spiritual values of manifesting or maybe being what I'm already are right now or being free from that desire to what you can do with the market as a tool, as a technology, let's say.
Right.
How do you see it?
I think you're right. If you in your subconscious, in the shadow self, right? If you haven't done your shadow work, if you haven't really dove into the subconscious, and deep down you actually feel unworthy of that freedom you desire, or unworthy of money, or in some way bad about it, you'll push it away. And it won't work out for you. But that's a really interesting point about how trading, whether it's crypto, whether it's Forex, whether it's stock trade, whatever, it will show you what you really think of yourself really quickly, really, really quickly. So you wanna be on that spiritual path and doing that work of is this unworthiness, and solve that problem and being that freedom you want, or being that abundance that you want, and the recognition that you already have, all of that. But you're right. That's a really cool point. The markets will, it's almost an accelerated workshop. on personal development. You're going to be confronted with your attachment and your desire and your need to detach. And yeah, it's great for that. It's really great.
Freedom accelerator. Let's say it's an incubator for freedom.
For the soul, for the whole soul. So which crypto projects out there? And I ask this because I know everybody's, oh, it's meme coin season. And I'm just like, So Geode is one of those projects where we designed it with the betterment of humanity. You know, our tagline. We recently updated our tagline to setting humanity free. It's about liberating everyone, and so in that sense attracts people who are on the spiritual path and feel aligned with that rather than aligned with there's lots of projects out there that can feel kind of scammy and icky. But what are some other good projects out there? Because I believe the future is an internet of millions of interconnected chains. What are some that you like that, you know, for the consciously minded?
Great question. I think there's a lot of projects which have very good intentions in mind. Again, I want to separate speculation and investing in crypto with the actual fundamentals and what people are trying to do. And maybe you can add a little bit on that as a blockchain creator. I really honor your path on that. And I believe that both have a space for the conscious walker. Like, as we said until now, like you can invest in even in meme coins and find your own good or find your own path there or your answers. But it's true. You can also invest thinking of, okay, what's the future I want to see beyond speculation, right? When adoption meets technology. And in that sense, I believe there's two ways of seeing it. There's the infrastructure way of seeing it, and there's the project application way of seeing it. So you can invest in infrastructure that will allow this value to surf the digital realm in a way that many projects will be able to flourish and a new way of interacting will be able to flourish. And I believe that that could pretty much be at the level that you're working at Geode. I think it's amazing. And if you think about that, well, then you can think about layer ones or blockchains that are attracting conscious projects or projects that are interesting. You can go as deep as you want. You can talk Ethereum. You can talk. You can assess a little bit the energy behind some layer ones like Ethereum or Solana or Cardano or other ones that can, or Polkadot. That, okay, what's brewing there? But sometimes for the, let's say, less technical person, that's a little bit hard because it's very technical. It's like, okay, it's like studying or investing in lampposts or telephone lines, right? It can be a little bit. So in that sense, I would see, okay, which are the founders? What are they trying to solve? Which kind of projects want to build on top of those layer ones? And of course, what are the tokenomics? What are the token design? Is it fair? And to be honest, after all this, I feel that we can connect to the energy of the project in a way. Like, I don't want to say invest like this, because no, that shouldn't be your only way to invest, to connect to the energy of the project. I know a lot of people do it. I did it myself sometimes also. It's valid, but not the only thing to do. And
it's
beyond
an important
that,
thing. It's an important it thing is. To do, but not the it, only thing.
Exactly. And beyond that, like what I'm excited about is like things that actually can bring freedom, as you say, to many things. For example, I'm very excited about AI, and because I really believe that it has a potential to make us go beyond ourselves by reflecting, by encouraging, by inspiring, but also the potential to you know, like doomsday, like Terminator, whatever. We all know the dystopian outcomes. So I really like the projects that are trying to build decentralized AI, or that's the ethos, such as, for example, Tao, BitTensor. I think it's a very nice project. It's actually also built on Substrate, which is also like Polkadot terrain. Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing I really liked and called me. And the name Tao is very nice. The token is called Tao, and the project is called BitTensor, which is yeah, like decentralized, well, incentivize intelligence collectively. And I always been drawn to another project that's called Theta, also nice name, but it also helps on streaming. And I believe that this is human. It's a potential for human connection. If we have a good streaming and a good connection, we can get closer together. There's a lot, but I also want to check in with some projects that don't even have a token, but they're doing things that are really, really nice in terms of also connecting people together and creating like a hive mind that's not, let's say, centralized, which are Akash and Intuition. There are two projects that are very aligned with what I see the world being. Akash Network, which I believe it comes from some of Ethereum spin-off, and then Intuition, which the website is intuition.systems, which they don't have a token, but the whole storyline, the whole storytelling, and what they want to do, which is how to aggregate and curate knowledge in a way that can be used for good and can be accessed for good. Like, basically, they want to develop a digital synthetic intuition with aggregating data in a way that's more aligned with the way we are intuitive. So I think those projects are
interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. Those projects blow my mind. And of course, I invest in way many more, but I just wanted to put out some fundamentals that can be interesting behind the projects. And of course, your chain. I really believe that you do great work.
Number one. it's interesting. We're so unusual out there, the way we built this with this all volunteer community, just sort of coming together under the purpose of it. And it's exciting to watch it grow. And I look forward to connecting to these other chains and seeing what we can all do collaboratively together as well. And so very cool. So in kind of in wrapping it up, if I were to summarize all of this, it seems like there's so much link between our spiritual journey and our money and our freedom and trying to understand who we are and that exploration, and whether it's speculation or investment or just getting involved in these projects, in crypto projects or trading, learning how to trade with crypto or just holding some, except you can't hold it. And what is that? It gives this accelerated exploration of self. And I love it. Will, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been an absolute joy. I'll ask you to hang around for a minute after we cut the feed, just so you and I can chat. And for everybody else out there, go and find him, Crypto Willie, on Twitter, on YouTube. Go to his website, check it out. And your website one more time?
Crypto Willie, as it's written in the name and the handle, .com.
CryptoWilly.com. All right. Check it out, y'all. And let me know your questions and thoughts. See you next time.